Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears, and I'm a law of attraction mentor and spiritual advisor, and I help people be happy and attract more money, love, time, and joy in their lives. I'm coming to you from a beautiful Sunday in downtown Portland, Oregon, and this is a weekly energy update for the week of August 1st, 2021. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes. So you get a little positive energy boost just for listening. And this is the third time I've recorded this podcast. So the first time I get done and the power goes out and filming stops. The second time I get it completely done, I'm uploading it. I listen to it to make sure it's working. And there's a big portion of the video that's not working. Okay, so third time's a charm. And I'm okay with this because we are in full on Leo season right now for the first 3 weeks of this month. And it's boosting everybody's energy and charisma and confidence right now. And Mercury, the planet of communication, is also in Leo for the first part of the month. And this increases that energy even more. So we talked about Leo season last week and this being a time of fully being yourself and expressing yourself and shining out in the world. And we'll talk about this more next week, but I wanted you to be aware of what's coming a week from now. So next Sunday on August 8th, we have a new moon, and we also have the spiritual Lionsgate portal. And this is all happening on August 8th or 8-8, which is a very lucky day. So exactly what is this Lionsgate portal? And what it is a combination of the sun being in its home sign of Leo, the star Sirius rising in the sky, which becomes visible around August 8th each year, and the numerology for the meaning of the number 8. And this is amplified because it's 8-8 that day. So collectively, all of these things vibrate with very auspicious energy that makes August 8th a particularly lucky day for manifesting success and also turning your dreams into reality. So the spiritual vibe of this Lion's Gate is being amplified even more this year, thanks to the new moon in Leo that's taking place on the same day. So between all of these things, August 8th is going to be one of the luckiest days of 2021. So I kind of thought you might want to know about that ahead of time. So while celebrating this Lionsgate portal activation is popular right now with lots of new age practices, 8-8 has been celebrated as a spiritual date for thousands of years. So Sirius's rising and the alignment with the sun was considered to be a really big deal back in many ancient cultures. So civilizations as far back as ancient Egypt tracked the Sirius star system. And remember, they did this without any of our modern technology. So Sirius alignment with Earth also coincides with the Orion constellation aligning perfectly with the pyramids of Giza. So you're getting the idea of what a big deal this day is normally. And then you add in that new moon on top of that, and it makes this Lionsgate portal even more spiritually potent than usual this year. So while August 8th is considered like the peak date of this energy of this open portal, the manifestation portal is open for several weeks even before and after. So we are in this energy right now. And so while I talk a lot about astrology and numerology on this podcast, another thing that influences us is the collective energy. The collective energy of the beings on the planet. And to simplify things, because this is a 10-minute podcast, this vibrational energy of the planet is called the Schumann resonance. And part of what is now being discovered about the Schumann resonance is that human attention and emotions directly affect the physical world and the mental and emotional state of others. So meaning, if there are 6 billion people on the planet and 5 billion of them are feeling a certain way, let's even go 1 billion of them are feeling a certain way, that's affecting the other people on the planet. And we saw this in action on 9/11 because during and right after 9/11, the Schumann resonance spiked and the vibration of the planet went up. And it's believed this is because of the compassion that the world experienced that day. So basically, this is just showing us that we're all connected. And right now, with all of us experiencing COVID and climate change and change in general all over our world, our collective energy is swirling. It's swirling out there. So if you're feeling anxious or unsettled, you are not alone. That energy is definitely in the world right now. And if you're tuned in at all, you'll be feeling it and probably not even know why. If you're in a really good spot, like everything is good with your life, but you're still feeling this kind of weird anxiety and being unsettled, it's that collective energy out there right now. So you know when you're out in the world and there's like a bunch of crazy drivers and impatient people and everything just seems a little bit nuts? A lot of times our first thought is that there must be a full moon or maybe an eclipse that's making people crazy right now. But right now the energy in the world feels a little like this. And it's not from the full moon. It's from our collective energy right now. From the huge collective changes that are happening. COVID and all the societal changes from that. Climate change, which we're seeing like every day. Every day we see it out our window. Technology changing things at record speed. So all of this really intense change leads to uncertainty. And lots of things seem up in the air right now, and we're just about unsure about how everything's gonna work out. And as humans, our brains often default to worst case scenario. And of course, this has happened, you know, when we really did need to go out there and hunt and gather and provide for ourselves and plan for worst case scenario. But we're in a different spot right now. So let's change this default. Let's change it this week. So instead of thinking of the worst case scenario from here on out in your life, let's shift the default to be the best case scenario. The best thing you can do right now to influence your future is to feel good and to be happy now. You can't get to happy now if you're thinking about the worst case scenario that might be coming. You get to happy now by thinking about the best case scenario. So one of the biggest parts of my job is to redirect people's thoughts to best case scenario. So to help people believe in the highest outcome, because I see everyone's potential and my gift is to share the vision of your highest outcome and potential with you. And once you know what's possible out there, it's really hard to go back to where you were before you had this information. Also, because we're all connected right now, which we know, we're learning more and more about that. The Schumann resonance is showing that in science. If one person raises their vibration by focusing on best case and happiness, it raises the vibration of the planet. So if you want to do all you can right now to help people, raise your own vibration. And you do that by being happy. So since we have this huge Lion Gate portal happening and we're like in peak manifesting mode and attraction time, it is extremely important that you focus on the best outcome. Okay, for example, I have talked about my intention to move to Bozeman, Montana, and I'm pretty particular about where I live. I want to live in beautiful places. And though I did find a really wonderful place up there, there was no availability right now to live in that place. And I haven't found any other places right now that I love. So if I'm focusing on the best case scenario, my thoughts about moving are, this place will be available at the exact right time, or I'll find something better. So I could go to worst case scenario of, oh no, I'll never find any place. I hope I find some place. What if I don't find any place? And then I told everybody I'm moving. Oh my God, what a disaster. But clearly we know I would never do that. I'm going for best case scenario. I'm holding the thought that everything works out for my highest good. So this week, lock down your thoughts. Always go for the higher thoughts. Don't let doubt in right now. We are in full-on manifesting mode, and you don't want to manifest anything that isn't for your highest outcome. So to recap, we're still in that uplifting Leo energy, and we're entering the super powerful, lucky energy at the end of this week. So put all of your attention right now on the best outcome and then just manifest away. Right now, the universe is kind of like Santa Claus. You just ask for what you want and you expect it to be under the tree on Christmas. So right now, we are asking for what we want, what you really, really want. Every time I say that, I think about the Spice Girls. Tell me what you want, what you really, really want. But right now, we're focusing what you really, really want. And it's important that you keep those thoughts positive. So as usual, thank you for listening. I hope the third time is a charm on this podcast and this one actually is the one that takes. Have a wonderful week. Keep those thoughts positive and I'll talk to you next week.